Dallas Arcan. He is with the Indigenous Edmonton Entertainment Group Association. They are organizing the Indigenous Experience for 10 days as a part of K-Days. Dante, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven and Wind Speaker Radio, Dallas.
Hello, Tanse, bonjour, everybody, and hey, it's a good day to be Indigenous always, especially coming into K-Days here this year. We have the Indigenous Experience in Hall E. We got a totally better hall. We're not in the back anymore like people thought we were, but we're up front and center, front row now.
Yeah, they shoved us in the back for year one, right?
Hey, we thought it was a good deal. It was actually a bigger hall, but you know, unfortunately, I think we're gonna do better this year, being closer to the action. And I think that overall, the Indigenous Experience is a growing entity. It's only year two, especially after the pandemic. We're reassembling and establishing ourselves and evolving as an organization.
Yeah, I feel like last year, you know, it was the first year where we got to do this Indigenous Experience, and I really thought it went well for year one. Year two, obviously, you guys have some more things planned. Tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on inside Hall E in the Indigenous Experience this year.
Well, we got some new additions this year. We've added a few new features to our hall. We've brought in some Indigenous veterans because we didn't really have them last year, and just wanted to showcase with the public and show the diversity of what Indigenous Experience is, and that we're not just powwow dancing or just doing the stereotypical things that you would expect. We also have a new booth this year that we're adding called Indigenous Mythbusters, so kind of addressing these stereotypes. And we have East Glen High School is actually spearheading that. We also have an Indigenous movie and media booth, and where we'll be collecting and adding to a database of people that are interested in getting into Indigenous film and television, as well as educating the general public about Indigenous film and television and media. As you know, CFWE, APTN, just to name a few, you know, name drop a few here, but you know, there's a lot of things that people don't know about our culture and our people and about our industry in general, and that's what we're hoping to bring with the Indigenous Experience. You know, besides the talent we're bringing to the stage, besides the vendors and the crafters and everything all together, like we actually have double the size of the reconciliation display this year. And we also have April Eve and her crew is actually joining us this year for the MMIW display for the missing and murdered Indigenous women. So last year we only had just a display, but there was no people for it. But this year we got even more, so we've actually doubled the capacity of that. And you know, just to name a few things off the top of my head, those are kind of some of the new developments we have. And there's a big huge surprise when you come into our hall this year. You'll see a 40-foot eagle flying in the ceiling.
Oh, that's really wow. Cool. Awesome. So, you know, what about, you guys got food? You got food vendors down there along with the arts, the artisan vendors and whatnot?
We decided to keep it simple this year. We have one main food vendor that is just kind of going to address and simplify the menu a little bit, to just so it's more Indigenous focused, you know, everything from bison stew to elk stew, venison stew. Just to name a few. And then, of course, we're going to have some bannock fry bread. Oh, yeah, this year, one of our big events this year is we're having a fry bread making contest. And, wow, as soon as we posted that, it just went viral on the internet. We had, like, everybody and their moms and their aunties and their uncles, all the deadliest aunties and uncles calling us every day to enter the contest. And it's gonna be spectacular. It's sponsored by Western Varieties, Explore Edmonton, and ourselves. We've put this together, and it's just amazing.
Awesome. And for entertainment down there, you know, you guys got entertainment all 10 days down inside the Indigenous Experience in Hall E. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the entertainments that's going to be taking the stage this year?
We have quite an exciting lineup. We have the legendary Laura Vinson is going to be joining us. She's a Métis artist. Some of you probably haven't heard of her. Maybe you've heard her music on the radio. We have Chucky Beaver. We've got Ashley Ghostkeeper. We've got the ever so lovely Beatrice Love is going to be gracing our stage this year. She was one of the semifinalists of Canada's Got Talent. We have George Leach joining us. We even have an Inuk rapper by the name of Hyper T. He's going to be joining us. He raps all in the Inuktitut language, in the Inuit language. He's super amazing. We have Nelson Taguna. He's also an Inuit. He does throat boxing, so he does beatboxing and Inuit throat singing. Also, we have an indigenous couple of different indigenous dance groups. We have the Four Winds crew that is going to be joining us, basically the whole Tatoosis clan there. We're also bringing in the old white braid, but they're called Kaputagao dancers and singers. Yeah, we got quite a few exciting artists. We have Stephanie Harp Experience that's coming in as well. Sterling John, he was our last minute addition to our roster.
Oh, okay. Any fashion going on this year?
Yeah, we got two fashion shows. We've also got the Bear Grease crew joining us. So if you guys missed Bear Grease show, now's your chance to see it. It's free with your admission pass. We've also got two talent shows each weekend. First weekend, we got the youth talent show and the adult talent show, and there's prize money for each of them. So the winner, the kicker and the winner of that gets to play next year's Indigenous Experience. So they're guaranteed a spot on next year's Indigenous Experience stage. So we're really trying to promote our local artists and bring out those up and coming ones that want to, you know, explore and expand on their career. And it's really exciting to do. It's been a lot of hard work put into it, but we're really excited because it's just around the corner. There's so many that I just can't remember off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me, but if you guys want to find out more, go to our website, IEEGA.ca. I believe the K-Days website will be updated very promptly here as we go forward with this. But other than that, the best thing you can do is just come check out our hall and see something different every day.
Exactly. Right when you get down to K-Days, you're going to see the Edmonton Expo Center. Hall E inside there is the Indigenous Experience. You're going to see culture. You're going to see entertainment. You're going to see education. Any fashion going on this year?
Yeah, we got two fashion shows. We've also got the Bear Grease crew joining us. So if you guys missed Bear Grease show, now's your chance to see it. It's free with your admission pass. We've also got two talent shows each weekend. First weekend, we got the youth talent show and the adult talent show, and there's prize money for each of them. So the winner, the kicker and the winner of that gets to play next year's Indigenous Experience. So they're guaranteed a spot on next year's Indigenous Experience stage. So we're really trying to promote our local artists and bring out those up and coming ones that want to, you know, explore and expand on their career. And it's really exciting to do on behalf of my staff and my team there at the Indigenous Experience. You know, we're really excited to be bringing this. You know, it's been a lot of hard work put into it, but we're really excited because it's just around the corner.
Awesome. Everybody getting ready for K-Days. The Indigenous Experience going to be happening all 10 days down there. Once again, sitting chatting with Dallas Arcan with the Indigenous Entertainment Edmonton Group Association. Come on down to K-Days, Hall E. Thanks for chatting with us, Dallas, and we look forward to those 10 days at K-Days.
Uh-huh.